Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, sex with a tree, driving in a cemetery, and that new car smell. It's all coming up right after this.
Parking lot when suddenly I see some lady in another car heading straight for me. She's talking on her cell phone. She doesn't know I'm there. I swerve to keep from getting hit, and I can't help but swear. Get off your cell phone, put your hands at 10 and 2, or I'm gonna cram that cell phone up the bottom side of you. There's a pistol in my glove box, I'm about to lock and load. So get off your cell phone, or get off the road. I'm sitting in a quiet bar, drinking a glass of beer. Some jerk gets on his cell phone, and everyone can hear. So I go to see a movie, to get away from everything. Just when the movie's getting good, I hear a cell phone ring. Get off your cell phone, take that call another time, or I'm gonna stick that cell phone up where the sun don't shine. This movie's got a soundtrack I'd really like to hear. So put down your cell phone, or I'll put it up your rear.
Hey, guy, it's Ken Tarmac. Hey, we just landed. Yeah, ATL, you got a sec? Well, it's a good time for me, Mike. About the mission statement. I know, but if you're 5 yards from the casket, you still have time. Listen, I got a phone call. Get time, man. Hey, Sugar, we just landed. Yeah, I got him on the other line. He said the body looks natural. Can't even tell there was a fire.
Get off your cell phone. Wait until we're off the plane. Or when I'm done with that cell phone, you'll never sit the same. They're gonna hear you screaming way up there in first class when I take your cell phone and shove it up your ass.
Hello? Hey, baby. No, I'm not doing anything.
Oh, I love the sound of your voice. I'm never too busy to talk to you.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee at the Sports Desk with the Sports Bulletin.
One of our friendly behind-the-scenes staff, they like to send me emails, whether they be positive or negative. I got one this morning that said, good morning, everybody on the show, except Josh.
Oh, I get that. Okay. Now, before we move on, we were talking about this guy who was, I just feel bad for someone that's, he's on drugs, and what was the name of the drug?
Flakka, F-L-A-K-K-A.
What is it exactly?
And yeah, I've never heard of it. He tried to
synthetic kind of
sexually assault a tree.
I think it's an ecstasy.
And you see the picture of the guy and he was tased and attacked the police. The guy's certainly a dirtbag, and he looks like he's. But this got me thinking, and there's a photograph here of this. As you pointed out, I believe it was Chick pointed out, dendrophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes called arborphilia, the love of trees, people who are sexually aroused by trees.
Wow.
I was reading this up, and they actually have a dating website.
Oh, they do?
It's called Timber.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. Yeah. We accept it.
But there's a picture.
That's almost too funny.
There's a picture of the dendrophilia. Look, Christy, there's a guy. Humping a tree.
I've heard of tree hugging.
Did they really have to do that? Oh, God.
Well, at least he has his clothes on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, Lloyd, put him on for the photo, huh?
You chop right.
Yeah, I see. Oh.
If you get in trouble, you have to register and you can't go within 200 yards of an arboretum.
God, it's just
wouldn't that rough you up?
Well, just, you gotta
maybe
want
that's
it.
Why he's dressed.
As I've said on the show many times, just be glad when you wake up that... You don't have that, what's the proper, a peculiar imprinting episode in your life that would take you that direction?
I don't think using the word peculiar is
putting a positive spin on it.
Yeah. In the politically correct world, peculiar as opposed to sick or wrong.
I think that's right. Peculiar is, are you out of your mind?
Do you have a certain event in your life that imprinted you
Do you think peculiar to you is a positive?
First of all, to get to Christy's question, I think that a bunch of guys of my generation probably owe it all to Hugh Hefner.
Imprinted on a Playboy magazine?
Probably.
Okay.
I've imprinted on a few of those.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. Josh, your thoughts?
On imprinting?
Yeah.
Oh, I think many things can, affect one's sexual future.
I mean, are you born with the desire to go mount a tree? I doubt it.
I don't have no idea.
This gets into some pretty
weird
stuff.
Maybe he really liked climbing trees as a kid.
I really liked climbing trees as a kid, but I never had a desire to procreate with one.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're seeing if it's like a nature versus nurture kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I think there's like an imprinting thing where whatever. And I've said many times, I imagine that there are men out there, for example, that can only be aroused by porn that's on a VHS tape.
By a woman.
Whatever they're into. I'm just saying, I think there's a certain era of, there's kind of a sort of a mode one has to get into. And I think that could be part of it. But once again, Timber, if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Check it out.
Chop right. Thank you, Pat. That was very good.
Extra.
Now, yesterday on Tom Brady's Instagram, almost broke the internet. He had the names of Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen, other top-tier quarterbacks of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And then on Tom Brady's profile picture, it had his eyes glowing red. And the internet went crazy. What does he mean? What is he talking about? Well, of course, it's a money-making venture. That's right.
What?
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen to square off in the latest The Match golf event That's right. It'll be the Old Guard versus the New Guard on June 1st at the Wynn Golf Club in Las Vegas as Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers pair up against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
No golfers. Okay.
And as you recall, back in 2020, Brady teamed up with Phil Mickelson. In the second edition of the event against Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods, they teamed up again last year against Bryson DeChambeau, which means the Chambeau.
And
he's Rogers, the Chambeau of bottled beer
in Montana. Weekends are made.
That's a high life joke.
I was owed one. I'm so sorry.
So it's June 1st in Las Vegas. Look for that on a TV or pay-per-view machine near you.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, now where were we? Hey, have they opened the sarcophagus yet?
I don't think so. I don't have any.
I sure
updates.
Hope they don't. That just spells.
Yeah. I think things are bad now. What are they?
Again, they're doing a remodel, if you will, trying to restore the cathedral after the terrible fire a few years ago. And I guess they dug down, was it 60 some feet, and they found the sarcophagus. It's this old casket.
And it's made of lead, so they can't really MRI it. They're going to have to open it up.
Doesn't that tell you even more not to open it up?
Exactly.
And I'm just saying, I just hope that whoever's in there has a hump. God, that'd be great.
Oh, old Quasi himself.
Think about this. They knew back then if we put lead around it, no matter what they come up with, they're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
And they were right.
It's because they had Superman.
Oh, well, maybe Superman's in there.
Superman can go back in time, right?
Yes. He can fly around the Earth, spin the Earth fast. Oh,
remember, he saved Margo Kidder, and then he shaved her.
Margo Kidder probably shaved herself, and then
she went mad.
Hitting the bushes nude. I think is
dead in the neighbor's backyard. Like, you remember Margo?
My breakfast, glass of orange juice, and 50 hits of acid.
Good morning.
This one, nothing can go wrong now.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about being in love with trees. I'm sorry. Did we miss anything?
Are you done?
He just had an update.
Are we talking about?
Police in Massachusetts. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're saying a woman crashed into several headstones while she practiced driving in a cemetery.
Isn't that something?
It was terrible. There were 10 dead people at the scene.
According to the Melrose Police Department.
You know, that old joke.
I love it.
And the airplane crashes into a cemetery and police have recovered 1,000 bodies.
I never heard that.
Officers responding to the Wyoming cemetery.
You were just having such a great time.
Officers respond.
Who practices driving
Would
in a cemetery? Sorry, just you idiot.
Officers responding to the Wyoming cemetery determined that the woman had lost control of the vehicle and collided with the headstones. Police say the driver, a 53-year-old woman with her learner's permit, was accompanied by a relative who's a licensed operator. Though neither one was injured, 8 headstones were knocked over. I had somebody on Twitter tell me just an hour ago that they taught their kid how to drive in a cemetery as well.
Well, look,
there's no traffic.
Roads, winding roads. Yep.
And if you go off them, you're going to hit a large granite object.
Yes.
You know, do it the old, go to a local junior high school. Preferably about 3:00.
Yeah. Make it real exciting for everybody.
Boy.
Who taught you to drive, Tom? Who taught you to drive?
My brother.
Oh.
And at the junior high?
In the parking lot.
Actually, it was at Mercer Elementary School. We'd go down there and spin around.
Yeah. Spin around?
Who taught you to drive, Chick? Because your dad didn't drive.
Named after General Mercer, of course. And as you walked into my school, there was a beautiful painting of General Mercer being stabbed to death. That was really motivating.
My mother taught me to drive, oddly enough.
Did she?
My father, remember, he did not drive. He lived his whole life, albeit abbreviated. He did not have a driver's license.
Not good for him, though, man.
It did not. He was scared. No, she took me out to the Madison County Fairgrounds. We drove around there. Yeah.
Hmm.
And oddly enough, there were no beatings. No, she exhibited a rare
patience.
She was calming.
She was very patient.
Would she smoke while you were in practice?
I can't remember if she did or she didn't, but I can't imagine she would not.
Light one up.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, my parents taught me, but I also had driver's ed. So.
Oh, yeah. We all had driver's ed.
Yeah, we had to have.
Football coach.
Yeah, we had to have driver's ed.
Mr. Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Willie, please tell me your dad taught you how to drive.
I went to driver's ed, and I remember my teacher wore sandals every day, and I was just staring at those things. I could not focus. It was in the summertime, and this grown man was wearing sandals.
Right
down
the street.
It really threw me off. Yeah. And then, I drove around with him, definitely a little bit.
Yeah.
Mark from our show.
Yeah.
Says, my wife learned how to drive in a local Catholic cemetery. In Cincinnati, Ohio, Tom. Thanks for calling her an idiot.
Uh-huh. A lot of people do.
My father-in-law as well.
I've met both of them, and he's right about one of them.
There we go.
That was
Now, when your dad taught you to drive,
spit
Willie,
your coffee.
He yeah. said desperately.
This is
drive.
The man that gets your drinks.
Did he tell you to pass a judgment on people as you're driving down the road, looking into the other cars? Going,
yeah,
well, this guy's.
It wasn't driving lessons as much as it was him going, "Oh wow, no turn signal now. Okay, that's how we drive now." I guess.
I believe
I'm
that.
Surprised he was paying attention to you. He wasn't on his phone or talking to someone else. Or
I learned you never park near anyone who's got a lot of body damage. It means they are morons and you don't get near them.
You mean body damage on the car?
Yes,
body
yes.
Damage yeah, I know. Yeah.
Not body damage like having an unhealthy BMI.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Well, look at the size of this Humphrey. Look at this
oh,
guy.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sorry. So this woman is learning to drive at the age of 53. Hey, at 53, correct. You can't drive yet. Come on, just keep going with Uber. It's over.
Maybe, maybe she's a widower.
Trying to better herself.
Well, if she's yeah. a widower, that's weird. You mean a widow?
Or I did.
Trans.
I did mean a widow. You're right.
Well, hey, husband, you don't know how
husband
she identifies.
Husband died and she had the organs.
You don't know how she identifies. She might it's be a widower.
Whatever. I don't think. I would think if you're learning to drive in a cemetery, there are, like I said, a lot of obstacles. If you have a problem, you're going to definitely hit them.
Okay.
Do they have to tell all the relatives of the decedents that they have to reset the gravestones?
I would think they'd alert them.
Wouldn't they have insurance against
them? I would think, yeah.
I think that the car's insurance, those people would have to take care of it.
Okay.
How hard is it to put a tombstone back up?
Yeah, just set it back up.
Well, no, don't you have to?
You know how much those things, they're made of rock.
But don't they have to pour a foundation for them and go down 3 feet?
I think they have to go down 3 feet or so, but I don't think they have to pour a foundation. I think they just kind of plug in.
Okay. All right. Well.
And what about the dead cats? Where are they? So the corpses stay in the graves? Are they there by the...
They could be.
Oh, yeah. This is. Are you going to have a headstone? I don't want a headstone. I don't know.
I don't care at this point. Whatever.
That seems like a waste of money.
This is getting weird.
My idea for the dance floor.
I could care less. Yes. No, the dance floor is a go.
Well, where do we put the urinal?
you're gonna have a lot of donations for the dance floor.
I'll bring a disco ball, Chick. That'll be fun.
Thanks, buddy.
Speaking of adults who don't know how to drive. This came up when we were talking about the late Gilbert Gottfried. Here's the conversation. Hey, Gilbert, can you swim?
No. There's a million things I can't do.
Yeah. I went to college in New York City with a lot of guys that couldn't drive or swim, and whenever I ask someone that, they act like I'm some kind of prick. But, yeah, if you grow up in the city, there aren't a lot of pools.
Yeah, I mean, just for the record, I think you're a prick.
So you've been listening to the show. Thank you very much. Getting called Gilbert. A prick by Gilbert Gottfried, what an honor.
Yes.
But he didn't drive either.
People love that new car smell. Engineers say that for most cars and SUVs, it's a mixture of plastics, stain-resistant fabrics, and maybe some actual leather as well. It's a complex olfactory chorus of odors that elicits an emotional response. At car companies like Nissan, there are professionals who are part of whose job is to sniff carefully and ensure every new car has that unique new car smell. Can you imagine?
Chorus of odors. That's a mixed metaphor.
Olfactory chorus of odors is how it's written.
A chorus of odors.
You don't smell a chorus. You hear a chorus. So it would be a bouquet of odors.
There you go.
Car makers employ people like Tori
Carroll. I think they mean it's a grouping, Josh.
Well, it's not. It's a mixed metaphor.
You've got your plastic smell over here, your leather smell over here.
You wrote chorus of odors.
Of course I did. I don't know what the source on this is.
Tori Carroll, a materials engineer at Nissan's Technical Center in Farmington Hills, Michigan, says she oversees a team of odor experts who carefully analyze the smells of everything that goes inside of vehicles like the Nissan Pathfinder SUV and Frontier pickup.
What?
When you go get your car detailed, do they ask you what scent you want?
Yeah, I say none.
Yes, I'm with Josh.
I say new car smell.
I like the new car.
Oh, you have horse's ass.
New car smell doesn't. New car smell doesn't smell like a new car.
No.
I think it does.
It smells like plastic.
Yeah, it doesn't match the new car.
I've heard it's harder to replicate smells than it is flavors.
Oh, did you?
So there.
How about that?
That's what I've said.
That's what I...
Do you want to expand on that? Do you have a source?
Nope.
This is some guy at the bus station?
I've heard that.
Well, I've heard a lot of things.
Well, share them, please.
I've heard that the earth is flat, but then I just gave the guy $5 to go to a different corner.
But it
kind of
makes sense, doesn't it?
The earth isn't flat, it's hollow, and that's where King Kong lives.
Okay, thank you.
It makes sense.
So, what a weird job. I'm an odor engineer.
Mm-hmm.
probably analyzing everybody's farts in the building. I don't go near Johnson yesterday. Oh. Woo.
Yeah. Well, let's
tell what people had for lunch.
Chipotle. Oh, you sprung for the guac.
you haven't put the artificial new car smell in?
I do.
Me okay. too.
I do too.
Thank you guys for backing
like
me
it.
Up.
I like it. They get mad at me whenever I get the. They go, what smell do you want? I go, you got that sweet, sweet pudding.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. You know, the old.
Yeah!
The old.
This guy's a player.
Yeah, I want a tuna boat. Tuna boat restroom door.
There he goes. I gotta get this out of the trash. Hang on. Remember, what Never the Barry? Hell are you guys talking about?
Just kidding about your family. There,
why don't they make that sweet, sweet? one of the choices.
We gave you outhouse door to tuna boat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.